USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The manslaughter trial of former police officer Kim Potter is now in the hands of the jury. Potter fatally shot a combative 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center last April. As a nervous nation worries about the federal government shutting down the economy once again for COVID-19, Dr. Oz on Fox News questions President Biden's leadership because he has developed nothing new in his administration to combat the virus.
What is surprising is how unprepared the Biden administration is. Basically, they're given the vaccines developed under President Trump during Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. So where's the leadership? There are no home kits. I tried to buy one yesterday, couldn't find them anywhere. Inadequate testing capacity. Where are the approved pills, the treatment for the actual virus? Instead, we get these reflexive one-size-fits-all mandates.
President Biden will talk to the nation about the country's fight against COVID-19 today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war, what in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Let's get an update on the Americans and green card holders left behind in Afghanistan by the Biden administration's deadly and chaotic withdrawal.
Efforts to evacuate Afghan-American citizens, their families, and interpreters that worked with the U.S. military in Afghanistan are ongoing, despite the United States completing its withdrawal of troops from that country back in August. Project Dynamo is helping with those efforts, and one of its co-founders, Matt Henning, explains what their role is in the evacuations.
This is surge support that we're providing. We're augmenting this government mission. But the government moves at the speed that the bureaucracy can move. So, they need our help for surge support. That's why we're here.
Multiple reports indicate that only 3,000 Afghans have been evacuated since September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Football League has a couple of games starting today at 7 p.m. Eastern. Merry Christmas week to you and your family from ours. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Democrat Party attacks Senator Joe Manchin for publicly voting no to President Biden's massive social spending bill, it should be noted that Joe Manchin plus 50 Republican senators publicly voted no to too much government. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News tells Democrats to take a chill pill.
The left ought to relax and accept the fact that Joe Manchin has been telling them for about 6 months now that he's not going to accept the kind of big government socialist bill they want. At the same time, I think everybody who's conservative ought to relax and accept the fact that this is the most dangerous and destructive presidency since Buchanan, which led to the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Buchanan was amazingly bad. The truth is, the Biden administration is going to end up being extraordinarily bad and very dangerous. If you look at China, Russia, Iran, terrorism, North Korea, you look at the border that's totally uncontrolled, you look at the inflation rate, you look at our extraordinarily stupid and self-destructive energy policies. This is an administration that is, in its destructive capabilities, far and away the most dangerous we've had in about 160 years.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.